ありがとうございました。終点新宿です。2番線到着出口は左側です。この先渋谷恵比寿方面お出のお客様、この後臨海線直通の新木場駅反対側1番線から23分の発車になります。1番線側でお待ちください。降りの際は何もございませんようお待ちください。終点の新宿に到着をいたします。
Cue the music now. It's time for Rich Pass in Japan. He's getting off the train. And he's in the
shower.
Tired, he didn't get much sleep. And then I use my radio voice. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's a great day in Japan right now. We got a great show for you today. I wouldn't do that. So, what I meant to say yesterday, before I rudely interrupted myself about my headphones, was I went shopping yesterday, and I was on one side of Shinjuku Station, went to the other side, in the middle, met. Ice Cube, and then went on the other side and bought new guts for my computer instead of buying a Mac. See, the thing is, it'd be really nice to have a Mac because, yeah, they're the greatest computers in the world, blah, 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 blah. But I can't afford it. You know, it's like, Jaguars are nice cars, but I don't need a Jaguar. I can't afford a Jaguar. So, I bought a used motherboard and a used CPU, used memory. So I have a 3.2 gigahertz Pentium 4 chip and a nice motherboard with more USB ports than I could ever use. And then yesterday I gutted my computer case and put the new motherboard in. Attached all the drives, fired it up, and now Windows won't start. If I can get it to recognize the drive, Windows will start for maybe like a tenth of a second, and then the computer will reboot and ask if I want to restart in safe mode, and it won't start in safe mode either. So I'm screwed, sort of. But I think what I'm going to do is buy a new serial ATA drive today and reinstall Windows and somehow try to get the important data off of my old drive. It's probably like a blessing in disguise that I have to reinstall Windows anyway, since it'll speed things up, and this time I can keep track of all the most important applications that I use and put them on DVDs, so that next time I have to reinstall, I got everything ready to go and all the serial numbers and all that stuff. So, it's going to be a little bit while longer before I'm able to edit some video. But once I get everything done, it's going to be great to be able to edit video without the slowness, basically. So, I've been thinking more about music, Japanese music. And I'm just going through the turnstile here. And I'm wondering if there's a big enough market for a podcast that promotes Japanese music in English and also provides an easy way for listeners to purchase the music that they like. And there are a couple of things. Well, I've got some really good ideas, and I'm sure they would work, provided I could put enough time into them. Because I would have to set up a website, I would have to work with bands and band promoters, and figure out some way to get some help, because I don't think I could do the whole thing myself. There's a lot of back-end stuff that I would have to deal with. But yeah, I do have the skeleton of a business plan that I think would work, provided that we could do it well enough that it would move enough merchandise. I sniffed. I heard myself sniff right now. I didn't realize I did it. Try not to do that again. Yeah. So the thing is, it's not that I hate all Japanese music. There's enough music that's annoying to pollute the rest of the music that I don't want to sit down and listen to a radio show or watch a music TV show. Here's the thing, I'm going to rant. Here's the thing that I can't stand about Japanese music. You have a song, right? And it starts out good. It's like da 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 da. Japanese, blah 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 blah. And then in the middle of it'll start, and then they'll say something in English like, "Please be my heart," and you're like, "What the fuck? What the hell does that mean?" And then the song would go on, da 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 da, Japanese, da 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 da. I have your rife, and you're like, "What? I have your wife." What are you holding it for ransom? I hub your life? But anyway. And also in the music programs, like they'll be dancing while they're singing, and the choreography is horrendous. I don't know how to explain it. Imagine dancing while making duck face with your hands. That's sort of like what it reminds me of. So there are a couple of artists that I like, Japanese artists that I like, but like I said, there are too many that I don't like. And the other thing is, a lot of Japanese artists that you see on TV, they sing way off key. I mean, not even close. And I'll be sitting in my grandfather's, or my father-in-law's living room with the whole family, I sniffed again, watching these music shows. And somebody will come on singing totally off key, and I'll be just cringing. And I'll look around the room, and nobody else just doesn't seem to realize it, except for my wife, who also can't tolerate shitty singing, just like I can't. I don't know how people can watch those shows. It's a good way to learn Japanese, though, because they always have the lyrics running along the bottom in subtitles. So people watching can sing along. Yeah. What's the other thing? Oh, found out I got a problem, a medical problem that I need to get looked after. I have this for a long time. I've been having this problem with staying awake during the day. And it's not like being a little sleepy, it's like narcolepsy, where I'll be at my desk and all of a sudden I just can't keep my eyes open. And there's a bunch of other symptoms, but I didn't put them all together until recently. And I found out about sleep apnea. And basically what that is when you sleep, you stop breathing. And the lack of oxygen keeps you from sleeping soundly enough. It doesn't actually wake you up, but you don't get the kind of sleep that rejuvenates you, so you wake up feeling still tired. And I've been like that for, God, years now. And I just found out about all of these symptoms that I have, and you add to it really hardcore snoring, and that sort of puts all the pieces together into sleep apnea. So I did some looking up on the internet. I looked up sleep apnea on Wikipedia. I found out what it's called in Japanese. Suiminjin mukokkyu sho. Suiminji mukokkyu sho, which is like not breathing when sleeping sickness. And there are a bunch of clinics in Japan that treat it. So I think what you usually do is go in and you sleep there. And they do a bunch of measurements. They measure how much oxygen is running through your body. And they probably videotape. I'm just guessing. They probably videotape you to see how you snore and, you know, how you're breathing, and they hook you up with a bunch of electrodes to measure, you know, respiration and heart rate and all that kind of stuff. And then from there they go to a way to fix it. And one common way is you got to wear a mask when you sleep that pumps air into your system and keeps your throat open. And the funny thing is sleep apnea usually, that people that usually have sleep apnea are overweight men, which I'm definitely not overweight. I sniffed. I should just blow my nose. I got tissues yesterday. Hang on a second here. I'll tell you about tissues in Tokyo. You're going to love this one. That's in stereo, isn't it? Yeah, if you ever walk through a big city like New York City, there'll be people handing out pamphlets or brochures or pieces of paper with advertisements on them. In Tokyo, they hand out tissues. And inside a little pack of tissues, there's like a little pack, it's like 20 tissues in it, maybe 15, 20 tissues. And it's got an advertisement on it. And this is a loan shark advertisement, which most of them are. Legalized loan sharking. The interest rate's like 35% compounded daily. Okay, I gotta pause. Oh, I screwed up. I meant to pause it and I stopped it. So I gotta put the two pieces together when I get to work. I don't like to edit. It's kind of good to start the podcast in Shinjuku, get on the train, and then continue when I get to Aoyamichome, because I get some time to think and look through my mail on my cell phone, my Keitai, for interesting stuff to talk about. One thing I forgot to mention is I've always had this fantasy of starting up a company that teaches Japanese musicians how to sing in English correctly. Maybe brush up some of their crappy lyrics too. I don't understand. It's like some sort of conspiracy that they have to have one stanza in English obligatory in every pop song, just to prevent Japanese music fans from learning English correctly. Yeah. It doesn't bother me that much anymore. It used to bother me when I taught English. Listen to crappy lyrics. It's like, God, no wonder why nobody speaks English in this country. I was pretty cynical back then. know, something bothers me, I just let it be. So, let me get out my Keita here and go through some of the mail. Go through it backwards. Okay, from listener Shanks. Sorry about the wind there. Going through the subway wind tunnel. Let me pause for a second. It's pretty annoying. Alright, we're back. So, let's see, a listener calls himself Shanks from Malaysia, says, I'm currently living in Malaysia and there are at least one of these hair stores in every major shopping complex in the KL region. Oh, KL is. He's talking about the QB House shops. I guess he just listened to the QB House episode from a long time ago. I noticed two variants so far. The RM10 for a 10-minute cut, the first one that appeared here. And another one that charges RM12 for a 12-minute cut. What, they limit it to 10 minutes? What if they're not done? You can see it comes. Yeah, there's, if you go to a real barber, not a QB House, sort of like fast food type haircut, if you go to a regular barber, they don't just cut your hair. They wash your hair. They cut your hair very carefully. They'll shave you with a straight edge razor. And they won't just shave your face. They'll shave the edges of your ears. And they'll shape your eyebrows. And at the end, he'll cut your nose hair, which is pretty surprising if you're not expecting it, because it's like all of a sudden, and whoa, you've got a little pair of scissors up your nose. Okay, I'm going through another wind tunnel here. This is the exit from the building. And the cold air is rushing in to the basement. Oh, it's windy today again. Yeah, so getting a real haircut in Japan is quite an adventure. Oh, and then at the very end, they'll give you a shoulder massage and a scalp massage, which is nice. I dig massage. All right, so that was from Shanks. Next one. Here's someone who's been active lately. Kyoshinju. Kyoshinju. Been reading a couple of messages from him on the blog lately. Okay, he's talking about the two music podcasts that I talked about. What was it called? Monotone Cafe or Monochrome Cafe and Pod the Music. Who comes up with these titles? Pod the Music. Well, anyway, he says, my podcast client won't finish the downloads. It gets to 100% but won't finish the file, so I just downloaded some of them manually. I don't know what the deal with that is. But if we can figure out exactly what the cause is, I'll get in touch with them and let the people know that they create the podcast. I have sort of an idea of what company might be behind those two podcasts, which are actually pretty good. I was listening to Pod the Music this morning on the train, and the music's quite tolerable. They don't seem to have any advertisers yet. I guess what they're doing is building up their listener base before they start going after advertisers, but I did notice that they had an advertisement for concert tickets on one of the shows, and they mentioned another website, which is probably the parent website of the two podcasts. So I'm going to look that up and see who's behind that. because they might be interested in doing a show, a music show, like the one I'm thinking about. Yeah, so if you can figure out, like, I think we need to know what OS you're using and what client you're using, like if you're using iTunes. And also, if you're using iTunes, give whatever iPod or Lemon is called, give that program a try, or vice versa, and see if it's broken in all podcasting clients or just one in particular. Righto, next one from Dana, talking about the hitchhiking through Japan's deep north video. Said, what an excellent video. Such great hospitality from the people they encountered. Thanks for sharing it, Rich. That sort of hospitality is definitely what you see when you go off the beaten path. Many, many years ago, before I was married, I did a bike tour of Japan. I went from Koga to Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture. Really wasn't sure where I was headed when I left. I just sort of got on my bike and went north and ended up in Matsushima, which is a tourist area with, you know, nice ocean scenery. Like, Matsushima has all these little funky islands right off the coast that you can visit. And if you stand on the beach and you look out towards the ocean, towards the island, it looks really beautiful. And then if you turn around and look inland, and it just looks like this rundown tourist trap. And that's pretty much what every picturesque place in Japan sort of looks like. You see these pictures of, you know, beautiful scenery in Japan, but to take that picture, you have to move the camera down a little bit to avoid the power lines, and move it over to the left and miss the vending machine, and have to wait for the tourist group to get out of the way, and then you can get your perfect picturesque picture. But the hospitality I saw was absolutely incredible. And if you're a guest in the country, you'll get the royal treatment. But once you're no longer a guest, it sort of seems like people just don't know what to do with you anymore, because there's a place in Japanese society for the honored guest, but the long-term foreign resident is just, people don't know how to deal with them. So yeah, I don't get too many invitations to go anywhere anymore, but I used to get a lot. No, I don't mind, really. It's just the way it is. And you just gotta accept it. But like, I would stay at I hate to use the word traditional Japanese hotel. It's called a ryokan. While I was on this bike trip, and I would go down to breakfast the next morning, and like the whole hotel staff would be down there eating with me and talking to me, because I think I was probably the first foreigner that was ever there. Or I would get lost and have to ask for directions, and people would be so freaked out that I was speaking Japanese that they wouldn't even hear what I said. Because for some people, if you're not in Tokyo, I guess, to hear a foreigner speak Japanese is like having a dog walk up to you and, you know, just get up on his hind legs and start, you know, spewing Shakespeare or whatever. And it really freaks people out. I freaked someone out in Madrid once. We went to Madrid on our honeymoon, and we were eating at the dining hall of a museum, and there was a Japanese couple looking for a table, and my wife and I had just finished. So when we were done, I said, told her in Japanese, "Yeah, you can sit down at this table. We're done eating." And the woman freaked. I mean, you just, the way she freaked, you thought somebody just goosed her. That was fun. I'm almost at work now. Ken says, "Hey Rich, I love that track from Ice Cube. I tried to look into purchasing the CD from Yamano Music, but the site is hard to navigate." Well, my kanji skills suck. Your episode was great. I look forward to hearing more bands featured in future episodes. And this is why I picked this mail to read. Oh, here's a site that I found that features unsigned indie bands in Japan. Lots of free undiscovered bands. Please enjoy. And the URL is www.muzie.co.jp. And I took a look at this. It kind of looks like GarageBand, where you've got a lot of bands, and not all of them are good. So you have to sort of search through a lot of bad bands before you find one you like. I also took a look at CD Baby yesterday, and there are actually a lot of Japanese artists on CD Baby that are selling CDs. But again, there's a lot of stuff on there that I wouldn't listen to, and I wouldn't recommend anybody listen to. So I think that would be the real benefit of doing a music podcast, is separating the good stuff from the bad stuff and just featuring that and saving people a whole lot of trouble. All right, I'm at work and I got to get in. I made it in on time today. I'm with 8 minutes to spare. Very much unlike me. Right. So I will upload this. And, yeah, I guess by tomorrow I'll figure out something else to say. I'm always worried about running out of things to say. More wind. More wind and a sniffle. Okay, have a good day. See you tomorrow.